Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines, and we begin with the story we've already covered to a large extent on this program, the president's first face-to-face meeting with former and once again Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu. The Iranian nuclear ambitions dominated those talks today, and after the meetings, the president said he sees no reason for an artificial deadline on achieving something diplomatically with Iran, but he did stress that he'd like to see some measurable progress by the end of the year.
If that hasn't taken place, then I think the international community will see that it's not the United States or Israel or other countries that are seeking to isolate or victimize Iran. Rather, it is Iran itself which is isolating itself.
Obama said it is in Iranian interest to end nuclear pursuits and become a productive member of the international community. He warned that Iran's nuclear ambitions could provoke a nuclear arms race in the volatile region, calling it an extraordinarily dangerous prospect. Obama defended his decision to attempt constructive talks with Iran and said an outstretched hand is not a sign of weakness. He argued that not talking to Iran for the past 8 years hasn't worked either. The president also says that the U.S. remains a strong friend and ally of Israel. He says Israel's security will continue to be a primary American concern, and he says it's also vital to America's national security.
We are going to be engaged. The United States is going to roll up our sleeves. We want to be a strong partner in this process.
Heading into the meeting, as you heard during our discussion with Josh Goodman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Netanyahu wanted to talk about Iran. Obama wanted to talk more about the track towards a two-state solution in the Middle East peace process. The prime minister, during his public comments, thanked Obama for his strong position on Iran, in his opinion, as well as Israel's willing to compromise with the Palestinians on a possible peace deal.
And I think we can envision an arrangement where Palestinians and Israelis live side by side with dignity, security, and peace. And I look forward, Mr. President, to working with you, a true friend of Israel.
Meanwhile, Israeli intelligence is warning people to beware of terrorists trying to recruit or kidnap them through social networking sites like Facebook. In a rare public warning, the Shin Bet Security Service said they had received a lot of reports about terror groups approaching Israeli citizens online and offering to recruit or maybe even abduct them. They noted one incident on Facebook where an Israeli was contacted by a man claiming to be a Lebanese merchant willing to pay for top-secret information. America's top military officer is standing by the use of those armed unmanned aircraft known as drones, which the U.S. uses to strike insurgents in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Admiral Mike Mullen is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and continues to support the use of drones despite their inaccuracy lately in taking out the lives of some innocent civilians.
We speak to a future with respect to where we should go in the unmanned world, but they have to be done in a way that moves the strategy forward and doesn't back us up.
Also, addressing the security situation in Pakistan, Mullen welcomed recent progress, as he terms it, made by the country's military against insurgents. However, Mullen said it was too early to say whether the government's efforts would succeed long term.
When I get asked questions right 2 or 3 days after an operation starts in Pakistan, what do you think long term? I don't know the answer to that yet. They need to sustain it, and they need to provide sustained security for their people.
Meanwhile, in a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a Pakistani man cannot sue top U.S. officials on claims he was abused after the 9/11 attacks. The justices overturned an appellate court decision that allowed the man to sue former Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller. He was held more than a year after the attacks and alleged he suffered verbal and physical abuse at the hands of guards. He claimed unlawful religious and ethnic discrimination as well. The 5-4 decision came in a case involving different legal issues than those raised in recent demands by human rights groups to hold former George W. Bush administration officials accountable for the alleged torture of terror suspects. President Obama, meanwhile, expected to unveil new fuel efficiency standards on Tuesday. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says it'll come in a White House meeting with a wide variety of people backing this idea.
The administration has been working with states, the industry, environmental groups, and all those that are concerned about efficiency and our independence on foreign oil to seek an agreement.
Michigan Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm is expected to attend Tuesday's event, but Gibbs warned against reading anything into her visit. That's because Granholm is thought to be on President Obama's shortlist for a possible U.S. Supreme Court nomination. The fuel economy standards would call for a 30% reduction in greenhouse emissions by cars and light trucks by 2016. Veteran U.S. Senator Robert Byrd has been hospitalized with a minor infection and fever. The senator's office says he was hospitalized late Friday afternoon and is expected to be released in the next couple of days. The West Virginia Democrat is 91 years old, is in his record 9th Senate term. and has been in failing health in recent years. And a great day on Wall Street. The Dow up 235 points to 8504. The S&P 500 up 27 to 910. The NASDAQ gaining 52 points to close at 1732. Oil prices up $2.69 to $59.03 per barrel. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, the real impact of Obama raising the fuel economy standards for U.S. vehicles. We'll find out what conservatives have in store for Republicans who rubber-stamped the Obama Supreme Court nominee. And when we come back, analysis of the Supreme Court decision, bringing good news to John Ashcroft and Bob Mueller. Stay tuned.